Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess and Jewels.
By Duchess and Jewels. This is Duchess, and it's time for Inside Matters Talk. And I'm having a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day today. I have a special co-host with me today. But first, I want to thank my creator for blessing me to be able to be in North Carolina broadcasting the show. And just by telling you where I'm at, that gives you a heads up and a hint of where I just might be. So, because I'm using some new equipment today, there may be a little bit of glitches here and there, but bear with me if we get cut off or the mics go down. I'll be right back and we can start up our show. I see the board lighting up, and it's a beautiful board lighting up. I see calls coming in now, and this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful show. So, without further ado, let me give you a chance to meet our guest co-host, and I think some of you will be really delighted. Some of you never met her before, but you'll get to know her today. Hello, sweetie pie. Are you there?
I am so here. I am so excited. It's been a really long time since I've been on the air. My name is Jewels. Okay, so the song says co-hosted from Duchess and Jewels. Well, that's me. I'm Jewels, and I'm glad that Duchess is here with me in North Carolina, and it's a beautiful day outside. It's nice and breezy. It's not too hot, and I just love it. So here right. I am. I'm Jewels.
Well, I want you all to know that Jewels gave me a wonderful treat. I drove down here. It's like a five-hour drive, and I have my new GPS system, and it got me right on target. And when I got here, she had dinner ready for me, and it was really wonderful to have somebody cook for me for a change because I get so bored with my own cooking. And then she took me to some fantastic fish restaurant today. We had fresh fried fish and shrimp and scallops, and oh, it's just been delightful. So I'm happy to be doing the show today. We have a wonderful topic. But before we get into the topic, let's see if we can give you an overview of what's going on with Lena Stevens. Everyone waits for Lena Stevens' first of the month Power Path. The message for the month is, like I say, I'm trying to finagle two different types of things, trying to make sure my mic is steady and make sure I got the script ready to read Lena Stevens' report. And at the same time, I have a new studio screen, which I'm having to finagle there also. But we'll get through it. We always do. Well, the theme for September, Lena Stevens' theme for September is faith and trust. And she starts out by saying there will be other influences and other themes, including expansion, creativity, destruction, and change that will manifest as a result. As a result of working with faith and trust as guiding principles, we are truly expanding the boundaries of our creativity, perception, and understanding, and moving ourselves into the unknown. You know, we've talked about moving into the unknown and those unknown forces that are surrounding us and how they're going to create change in our lives. Well, this is what her theme for this month is sharing with us. The container of our lives needs to be bigger to accommodate this evolution, and we cannot hold ourselves back with our fears, limited thinking, and a need for control. This month may at times feel out of control, and you may witness others losing control of their rational thoughts and actions. The world may not make sense, and chaos may set in. You may feel at a loss as to what to do and where to put your energy. The best laid plans may go haywire. This haywire as spirit shows you in no uncertain terms that there is another agenda for you to follow. The rational, controlling mind will have trouble with this, but the higher mind of intuition and inspiration will be delighted by the opportunity to take charge. Now, she goes on to talk about that at the end of the day, all you will have to really rely on is faith and trust. And how often have we said that we need to rely on faith and trust? And faith and trust in what? Because as we witness them, certain things, we are learning that the external physical structures of security and support we have been relying on are perhaps not really a reliable source of true support. As we witness them dissolving and crumbling before our very eyes, we need to turn our focus towards structuring our inner spiritual life in a way that can support us no matter what happens. The stronger and more organized our inner container is, the better it can feed our outer container with the faith and trust we need to move into the future. This may be the only thing that helps you and keeps you sane this month. So we're getting ready to go through a lot of the crazy as I flip papers around here. And we've been going through a lot of the crazy since this year began. But it seems like it's getting more and more intense as the year comes to a closure. What she wants to do is share with you, or what I want to do is share with you a little bit of what she says, the month, how the month will show up for you personally. One of the things that she says is that this is an excellent month to discover your higher mind of expanded perceptions, new ideas, and higher-centered inspiration. The challenge will be to keep your basic ego-driven intellectual center from arguing with you about what is not going to work and why. Faith and trust are not rational. By no means are they rational, and therefore not of the rational mind. Just thank your rational mind for sharing and then move on to what's more important. So your rational mind is going to get in the way of those things that you know or you feel you need to do intuitively. Don't rationalize it away. What is more important is organizing your inner spiritual life. It is a powerful month to connect or reconnect with all of your unseen helpers and spirit guides and to establish a discipline of acknowledging the unseen world that you are building more faith and trust in. Now, as far as relationships are concerned, the most important relationships this month are your relationship with yourself and your relationship with spirit. And that's a cool relationship to have, okay? This is also a month to build trust in your intuition and to have faith that what you feel is right and what you sense is true will guide you in the direction you need to go. Last but not least, in terms of other relationships in your life, use faith, trust, and creativity to be discerning, welcoming, patient, and accepting. Don't get involved with other people's insanity and drama, and don't take their reactions personally. It will appear at times everyone has lost their mind. It is perhaps a good thing in the long run, but navigating the immediate chaos with neutrality will help you keep your own sanity. You need to trust that everything will work out according to a larger plan of collective spiritual evolution. And that's a brief segment of what Lena Stevens' Power Path messages for the month. And if you really, really, really want to read the whole entire thing, because I want you all to know, as I always say, this is about 5 pages long, and Duchess really can't go through all the whole 5 pages for you. But you can go to powerpath.com and get the whole power. Matter of fact, you can get from January on up to September. Hey, it's September. And I'm not sure, but, well, I don't know. I forgot to look at Jules's microwave to see if this was the Sunday that the time changed. So I really don't know because, you know, we have these fancy telephones. They change automatically, so you really don't know unless you know whether or not this was when we fell back or not. So I'm not sure, but as long as I follow what's on my telephone or what's on the computer, I know I got the correct time. What you say about that, huh, Jules? We got the correct time because we started the show at 5 o'clock, whether it fell back or it stayed the same. We started the show at 5 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I don't know. Before we start the topic, Jules, what have you been doing all of this long time that you've been away? What's been going on with you? Please tell me a little bit. How are you and those children that you keep, those babies?
Oh, my goodness. Babies are absolutely wonderful. You can teach children so much, but then if you just sit back and relax, children can teach you some wonderful things. And the baby's laughter and the children's laughter is just wonderful, wonderful and amazing. So, you know, I keep children, and I've been keeping children, and I just love them, whether they are older, younger, or infants. They are absolutely wonderful. And that's what I've been doing, is enjoying life, walking life, and just walking in my own essence. And like my mother used to say, if life is not simple, then you should not walk it. Because if it doesn't come, what is it? If it doesn't come easy.
Elegantly?
Elegantly easy or elegantly simple. Yes, elegantly simple.
You shouldn't be doing it.
Basically,
you really
yes.
shouldn't be doing it.
Absolutely.
Right, because life is a beautiful, beautiful thing. So
and
you still have the same little girl?
I have the same little girl. She'll be 4 in November, and her mother had a baby boy, and he just turned 9 months. And I have other children here and there when their mothers want to go out on a date with their husbands or go play golf with their husbands. They call me up and say, Jules, do you have some time, you know, to come over and sit? But the same little girl, Ashlyn, and her new baby brother, Samuel, I've been having her since she was 3 and a half. So I do. They love me.
Wow. Wow. Since she was 3 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We're going to start calling you Nanny Jules.
Okay.
Nanny Jules. You're too young to be a nanny. Go on, give me a break. Well, I thought this topic was a wonderful topic, and it's amazing how I came by it. The other day, I was really stressing out with a dear friend. She's one of the community workers that I see once a week. She's just, you know, a lady that I be in her office, or I go past her office, or I sit down and talk. Whenever I'm in the vicinity, I always ask, is she around? And so she'll come out of office and find out how I'm doing it. I was really stressing out. And she looked at me and she said, you can't be going through these changes. You can't do this because you're the one that's always pumping people up and telling people how life is wonderful. No, you can't do this. You've got to stop and you've got to think that once in a while you can't be giving all of you away. You need to keep some of you for yourself. And that made so much sense to me when she said, stop giving all of yourself away. You need to keep some of you for yourself. And I went away and I was talking to someone else, and she told me that she had just read this article. So I went to read this article about doing all the time, doing instead of us being once in a while, you know. So then it blew my mind, because in 1999, matter of fact, in June of 1999, I wrote a whole essay on my own. I used to write a lot back then. I have a satchel full of my writings. But I wrote something that was entitled Human Beings or Human Doings. And so that's what our topic is for today. Human being or human doing, which one are you? And it goes on to say, you know, doing. We get so caught up in the feel good of doing for others that we never realize that there is a self that needs some attention, you know? And I find that people walk around being human doings. I read a book, The Tao of Pooh, and one of the types of people in the book that they talked about was how they went up to rabbits. Rabbit is always doing this, running around like crazy in Winnie the Pooh stories. Rabbit is just, he's so spastic all over the place. But on Rabbit's door, when Pooh went to Rabbit's house, there was a sign, and it said, D-I-Z-Y, B-A-C-K-S-O-O-N. And Pooh could not understand, what is a busy baxoon? So they turned it into another type of pet or animal, busy baxoons. And that's what we all tend to be at times, busy baxoons, all the time, too busy, be baxoon, all over here, all over there, and doing. But doing has a way of feeding the ego and making you proud of yourself for being there for others who seem to need you. But you can become the doing person for other people. And you can become the doing person for your family, for your friends, for your husband, for your mate. And after a while, you're the doing person for the children. You're the doing. And everybody is sitting around while you're picking up the socks and you're picking up the clothes and you're going to work and you're over there in the washing the dishes and you're over, you know, and you're the one that's doing. So, how do we know what others can do or can't do for themselves if we constantly, continuously do it for them? Tell me about your doings in your world, Jill. Doing. Or do you feel that you're more of a being person? You could be being, because that's why you're around the children, you know?
Oh,
children,
no.
Children have a way. No?
I do a lot. I do a lot for the children. We do. I do and pick up their clothes and pick up their children. I mean, pick up the children. I pick up the toys. I pick up their clothes. I give them baths. I do this. I do that. I brush her hair. But I enjoy what I'm doing, because then she wakes up and she smiles and she says, come on, Miss Jules, let's go for a walk. Let's go to the park. Let's do this. So she reminds me that she will do for me because she enjoys me doing for her. And that's the one thing about doing for the babies, because they do not understand the difference between you do, because then they want to do for you. But when they get that certain age, they depend and they use you. Well, you're supposed to do this and you're supposed to do that because you are my grown-up in my life. So that's why I take care of the children.
Oh, I like the way you say that. You got to do this for me because you are my grown-up, okay?
Yes.
And I can see a little finger wagging at you because you are my grown-up, okay? You know? Yeah, that's cute. Yeah, I guess we are their grown-ups. But I know one thing that I learned. When you talk about the big people, you know, sometimes you realize that in your absence, you know, those people and those places and those things get done when you're not there. So if you're going to be the busy back soon, you're going to be the busy one doing. If for whatever reason something happens to you, the stuff gets done, okay? Someone else becomes the doer. And if it doesn't get done, then it is not meant to get done. And people need to realize that you don't always have to be the doing person unless you're one of those controlling people. Then it has to be done your way. It has to be done now. It has to fill in the gap. You know, you've got to have it the way you want it to be done. So that's where it really begins to stress you out from doing. You know?
Right.
There will always be those who will be dependent on others to do for them. They will be the ones who have forgotten that life is a painful growing process. And what we cannot learn now, we will always have the same thing to repeat and learn anyway. That's the way life rolls. That's the way life. Okay, all right. The switchboard is all lit up. Calling all people. If you want to get in on this conversation with Jules and I, all you have to do is press 1. And I'll see your little indicator roll up. And we'll be able to talk to you as well, because Jules and I, we're talking about being human. Human beings are human doings. And, of course, we have a disclaimer. The information we share here will never be offered as medical advice. It should not be considered medical advice or treatment, nor religious doctrine, and is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. Always seek the advice of a physician or other qualified healthcare professional regarding any health or mental or physical condition for treatment. So, back to our topic as I flip some more pages here, because what I'm doing is, believe it or not, folks, I'm sharing with you this paper that I wrote a few years ago, you know, because it came to me to realize, I had to come to realize that I need to try not to get caught up in other people's doings. Sometimes we are doing so much that we get caught up in other people's doings, other people's trauma, other people's business. A lot of times we see something that needs to be done. We rush out there. We say, whoa, we need to change the world, you know, because so-and-so has this problem. We got to fix this. We got to fix that. And we step out there and we turn around and so-and-so is not even there. You're out there doing it and hanging yourself out there. And you're doing, and you're just doing. So, I still have some of my own doings, you know? But
wow.
I had to realize, if they need me, I may offer my humble opinion. They have the right to accept that opinion or reject it. I try not to get angry or frustrated when they don't follow my advice. Or try it the way I suggested, I realize that they have to come to their own doing peak, because people do come to their doing peak. It wasn't until I became a person who reached her doing peak that I crash landed in the lap of my creator, my higher power, and learned there is a balance between a human doing and a human being. Now, some people have heart attacks. Some wind up in mental institutions. And those are the lucky ones. If they realize the crash was intended for them to wake up, but some of us call ourselves alcoholics in recovery. It doesn't matter what it took to wake us up, as long as we do. Then there are those born doing, living in a cloud of denial. We forget that there is supposed to be a human being walking this earth. Now, I personally, Jules, believe that we must come back and try it again if we don't get it right this time, or the next, or the next. Now, some people don't believe in this, you know, quote unquote. When I walk the face of this earth and I go back, dust to dust, ashes to ashes, that my energy, my essence, my sustenance will come back, you know, in a different form. But I have this thing where I believe that, yep, we come back, we keep coming back until we do it right. And the whole prime objective of this spiritual energy is to not have to come back again for any more of this drama and madness. So hopefully I will complete my lessons in this lifetime. Now, some of us just muddle along and pray for what is right in front of our faces. You know, you got stuff right there. You don't even see it, you know? And a lot of us get to that space. Jules, you better not be sleeping on me. I know you didn't go to sleep until 3 o'clock this morning, but you better not be, you know, you better not be sleeping. You sleeping on your microphone.
Whatever. I'm not sleeping. I am listening to everything that you say, and, you know, I am taking it in because I will have something to say. So I'm just listening.
Okay.
I am listening.
Okay. Because, you know, I do find it really sad that there are those of us that end up on the street seemingly like babbling idiots to the rest of the world. I usually call those the fallen angels. They have forgotten to be. It's like they were so busy doing that they lost themselves into the energy and drama of this this creation, this society, this world, that it just grabbed them and snatched them, and they just basically collapsed. Because they forgot to be. And I think sometimes about almost being homeless. One time I was almost being homeless. And I noticed that at that particular point, I thought it was the most fascinating thing. At least, number one, I had a van that I could sleep in at the time. And the only thing that I was concerned about were my plants and what I was going to do with them, but I figured I could just stuff all of them in the van with me and all my other stuff in storage if I needed to, you know. But when we become human beings, we are trying really hard to reflect upon certain facts of life. When we become human beings, we reflect upon these challenges within our life, and it's as though we no longer have to fight. It's like I read in a book, it's like being the hole in the donut. Do you know how comforting it would be to just be the hole, not the whole donut? Just be the hole in the donut, the sereneness of the nothing, the just total acceptance, the beauty of allowing your creator to guide you through life. One step at a time, as you walk out your door, you know, not worrying, just putting one foot in front of the other and doing what you can do that day and not worrying about getting through the whole darn list of things to do. You know, it would be just so beautiful. So, can accept the things. Jules, I'm having a problem with my screen. I need you to come over here and hook up my screen. I lost my screen, and I'm going to lose my show if you don't come and do this screen. Hold on, everyone. My technician. Oh, my techie person had to come and put my screen back on because I couldn't see all of you out there. My screen just went blank.
It is now. You was talking about you. The hole and being in the hole, and so the screen went blank so you could feel the depth of the nothingness. Yes.
Out the void of the hole in the donut, there lies Duchess, you know? It's like, I'm in North Carolina, and I'm not even thinking about what's going on in Virginia, okay? I haven't thought about Virginia once I got in that car. It was like, and I noticed that I can do that sometimes. When I leave my house sometimes to go to work, I don't really want to leave. But once I step outside the door, it's not that I don't want to go to be at the job. I just don't want to leave now. I have a sense of well-being and being in my sacred space. But when I'm at work, I dare anybody to come up to me and say, so, how many drivers do you have out? What time do you think you're going home? It's like, why are you reminding me that I got 5 drivers out? I don't need to know that, because when I'm in that facility, that is where I am. Nothing else exists for me outside of that facility. It's like I live in a world within other worlds. So when I'm here in North Carolina, nothing else exists for me outside of, I guess that's what they call being in the moment. I don't think about I got to drive all the way to Virginia or whenever I leave, and, oh, that's going to be a horrible trip. Because if I think about all of that long 5-hour drive, I'm not going to be able to enjoy my company here. So I don't think about those things. I don't think about the fact that I have all those doctor's appointments next week that I'm thinking about right now because I'm talking about them. But I don't think about the next day until the next. I look at my calendar the night before and it's like, okay, that's what I got the whole week. Because I get stressed out on Monday morning when I open my eyes. It's like, look at all the stuff I got to do. Well, I'll be tired before Friday came, and it's only Monday. So, no, we have to accept the things that we cannot change. And I think that's part of the serenity prayer. Change the things we can and pray for the wisdom to know the difference. Oh, boy.
There's that word again, wisdom, the difference between wisdom
right.
and intelligence. Yes, wisdom. Pray
Do you
for
remember
the wisdom
those?
To know the difference. Mm-hmm.
You know what it didn't say? It didn't say the intelligence to know the difference.
Right.
You know? Because there are intelligent people who are definitely not wise, okay?
Yes.
They are not wise. They just have some book knowledge there. So we accept the things we cannot change, change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. All we have to do is ask our Creator for the serenity so that we can learn to be, and that's with a capital B-E, be still long enough without all that doing getting in the way. Because like I told you earlier, Jules, someone once told me that I was a dreamer. I told him that I believe our dreams are our realities waiting to happen. I believe our dreams are the purpose of us being, capital B-E. Aren't they the things that seem to keep us going? Well, don't stop dreaming. There is a purpose for us being, and it is not always clouded with just doing. We can do and be at the same time. All we need is to ask our Creator to balance the scale, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change. Give us the courage to change the things we can and bestow the divine wisdom upon us to know the difference. The day will come when I myself will hopefully find that balance. For now, I want to enjoy the being as much or more so than I enjoy the doing before the doing gets out of control. I don't think the being will get out of control. I am already aware of those things my Creator has put in place to ground me. Life is too short not to have a little bit of heaven, or should we say serenity? Because that's what heaven is, serene. Serenity on earth. Life isn't easy, but we must also give equal amounts of time to stop and smell the roses. Could that be the reason why the greatest artist of all creation put the roses there in the first place? It's heavenly. It's divine. And we don't want to miss out on all that good stuff that our Creator is putting all over the place. Because when I was driving here, I get caught up in the scenery. And when I'm driving, I do not like to speed because I like to enjoy the scenery. And I like more than anything else in the world to be the passenger. Because I like looking at everything. Because you can miss a lot. And when I do get in my car, I always take the scenic route. I think tolls are for people who are in a hurry. They just want to get there. No, I take the long way. I take the scenic route. I want to see how they've changed the architecture. I want to see what they've been doing. And I get real sad when I see all the trees cut down that used to be forest when I used to go that route. I mean, it's amazing what we miss because we're so busy doing. So that's our topic. But our show is not over because Jules and I have a lot to talk about. And I know Jules has animals in her house. I know she has animals. Don't you have animal cars in your house, Jules?
I surely do.
We're going to surely have to do some animal cars before this show is over. Because I know a lot of people miss doing the card. Miss doing the cards with you. You know?
Wow. Okay.
Another thing.
Okay.
Well, we're not going to do them right now. I just want to talk about some stuff. I want to let everybody know that Jules and I, we're going to have a movie marathon tonight. That's what we're going to do. We're going to watch movies. I got her some futuristic movies that I want her to see. Because they have so many messages in some of these movies today that it just goes boop over people's heads, you know. One of the cutest movies that I saw, Jules, that you've got to see, and it was a children's movie. It was called Inside Out. That's the cutest movie.
Yes.
And the reason why it's so cute is because it talks about our emotions. And it's about a little girl. She's a teenager and her family moves to a different state, and she's very upset about the move. And so you see these cartoon figures, they're her emotions, and she has the emotion sad, and she has the emotion angry, and she has one of the emotions is the serene one that takes care of everything, and that's the doing emotion that's all going to all the other emotions, trying to keep them calm, and don't let sad get next to anything because if sad touches it, oh, she's just going to mess up everything. But in the end of the show, you realize that we need sadness in order for us to appreciate happiness. So if you were to erase sadness out of the picture, guess what? We would never know the value of being happy because we need sadness to appreciate. How would we know what happiness or sadness was? How would we know what it was? How would we know what it was? We would be in Jules' living room taking pictures of ourselves. That's what just happened.
Hint, hint, hint. Leave the screen alone. I'm on my way.
Okay, everybody, I'm sorry. We're just being silly today because this has been a silly sort of day. And like I said, we didn't get to sleep till 3 o'clock this morning, so I hope you all are being patient with us. And I'm going to have her go and get the animal card so that we can have some energy towards the animals protecting us. And that would be a good thing. To see what the animals say for my trip back. I don't know. I don't know. Talk. If you talk, then I'll see if I can hear you.
Hello?
No, we. I don't know. We shouldn't be off air.
Well, let's hurry up because it's saying. Okay, you're on.
Yeah, we didn't go off. We lost our people. I'm on. I don't know, the show was on, but I don't know where our people went. Y'all didn't go anywhere. I thought I lost you. That's me, new equipment, technical difficulties. I remember saying that a lot when I first started programming. Oh, excuse us, technical difficulties, but we have you back. And hopefully we didn't say anything bad while y'all were listening and we didn't see you up there. So we're gonna do the animal cards in a second. So you wanna be in charge of that, Jewel? Get the energy pumped up.
I sure do.
All I need is this. Okay. So go ahead. Get them all pumped up. Get them ready.
Okay, well, as we get the animal cards ready, I just wanted to say that it is really great to be here, and it's really great to be online and on air and all that happy, good stuff. And I really liked what Duchess was talking about, human doing, because I have been in a world for the past couple of years that I just did, and I was doing for everybody else. And my creator kept saying, slow down. Take care of your family. Do for yourself. Come on. But I wanted to impress, and I wanted to do ego, and I had to be the grand one. And even for my job, I had to be the best. Where I was like up all night long and I was going back to work and I was just doing and everybody just loved Jules, just loved it. And so I kept doing and my creator kept saying, slow down. And I could hear my creator in my head saying, slow down, until my body, my creator said, okay, you don't want to listen? I'll slow you down. Now my creator slowed me down. And now I'm slowed down. I am with a document saying, you can't work. You can't go to school. You have to concentrate on yourself and your health. And that's when I knew I needed to sit back and I needed to listen to the inside of myself. But every so often, I want to dip and dabble and do for others and be out there to where I get into that quicksand that me and my mother was talking about, and I start sinking. You don't want to sink. You want to just smell the roses, not be in the sand. That's a big difference. You know what I'm saying? So I am so happy that my mother is here, and we are here on air together because this is something that I enjoy doing in the past, but I had to slow down a little bit and take care of self. But here I am. So, Duchess, do you have the cards ready? Do you have the animal that we're going to read?
Well, first you got to ask everybody to focus. That's your job. Focus. Bring your
energy. Yes. Okay. So I want everyone to close their eyes, and I want you to focus your energy on the cards. Now, I want you just to focus on the cards, focus on self, focus on your spirit, the inner self. Hear your heartbeat beating. You need to breathe in, breathe out. Let's do that three times. To breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. And as you breathe, Duchess is going to pick an animal. She's going to pick it. Power, please bring the right animal for our guest speaker and our guest to listen to. One, two, three. Reveal.
Oh, I love this one. This is one of my favorite ones. Okay, we got Raven. I love Raven because Raven is magic. If Raven appears, you are about to experience a change in consciousness. This may involve walking inside the great mystery on another path at the edge of time. It would portend a signal brought by the Raven that says, you have earned the right to see and experience a little more of color is the color of the void. That says, the black hole in space that holds all the energy of the creative source. In Native teachings, the color black means many things, but it does not mean evil. Black can mean the seeking of answers, the void, or the road of the spiritual or non-physical. The blue-black of Raven contains an iridescence that speaks of the magic of darkness and a changeability of form and shape that brings an awakening in the process. Wow. Since we have chosen Raven, Raven says that magic is in the air. Do not try to figure it out. You cannot. It is the power of the unknown at work, and something special is about to happen. The deeper mystery, however, is how you will respond to the sparkling synchronicity of this alchemical moment. Will you recognize it and use it to further enhance your growth? Can you accept it as a gift from the Great Spirit, or will you limit the power of the great mystery by explaining it away? It may be time to call Raven as a courier to carry an intention, some healing energy, a thought, or a message. Raven is the patron of smoke signals or spirit messages represented by smoke. So, if you want to send a message to the Blue Road of Spirits, in order to connect the ancients, call Raven. Or, who knows, the ancients may be calling you. Remember, this magic moment came from the void of darkness, and the challenge is to bring it to light. In doing so, you have honored the magician within. I love Raven because Raven is symbolic of magic, you know. And when you start talking about the challenges, or you start thinking about those signs that you have within, I have to. Yesterday, something very interesting happened, and I want to share it with our audience about listening to those magical moments from within. The first thing that happened was I woke up the other morning and I happened to look on my night table and there's this book that's been there for months because I put it there on the stack of other books because my intention is to read each one of those books that's on my night table. Well, this one was down at the bottom. When I looked over at it as I'm waking up, I see on the bottom written on the book, "What on earth am I here for?" And it was like, get out. I've been trying to figure that out the last couple of months. I used to know what I was here for because I was doing some stuff to let me know what I was here for. But what it made me realize is that I need to go inside and just listen. When I wake up in the morning, I need to listen to some of the things that are coming through to me because it's very important. It's very important what the first thoughts on our mind are. So sometimes maybe we might want to take a paper and a pen to bed with us at night, put it on the night table and wake up and write down what has come through because sometimes we try to grab hold of it and it starts drifting away. Well, yesterday I woke up knowing that I had to rent a car for my trip. And when I woke up, the thought that came to my mind was, make sure you pre-trip that car. I have never, ever pre-tripped a rental car since I've been renting cars. But most people don't know what pre-trip means unless they've been around or have been a professional driver. Pre-tripping means for you to look at all the things that are necessary to make that vehicle work before you even get into it and turn the key on. Okay? When I was going to tractor trailer driving school, I had to learn 18 pre-trip inspection things to look at and check before I got in that tractor trailer truck and turned the engine. 18 of them, and I had to know them by heart. So pre-tripping this rental car, the guy thought I was crazy. But first of all, I didn't like the fact that he was giving me a red car. I didn't like that. I didn't want a red car. So I'm going to pre-trip the car. I told him to pop the hood so I could look underneath the hood. Well, the first thing I saw was all the reservoirs were dry. I didn't have any coolant in there. Suppose the car overheated on the highway. I didn't have any windshield wiper fluid in there. I didn't have nothing to clean. I told him, okay, now check the lights, check this. Put your foot on the brake. I'm in the back. I'm making sure I got brake lights. I mean, I had this man. I was pre-tripping this vehicle. Signed on for the car. Took the car. Passed the gas station, didn't go in the gas station, went in to go get some mail at the my post office, and a biker rolled up behind me. And he said, just like me. I said, what just like you? He said, your left brake light is out. Your bulb is blown. Do you know, I don't know if anybody out there knows, that if I'm driving on the highway, it doesn't matter that I'm driving a rental car, I get a ticket if I got a headlight that's out. If I have a tail light out, my brake light is out, cops pull me over, I get the ticket for driving the car with the brake light gone. You know, they wound up giving me another car. So it behooves us, to think about what our intuition is sharing with us. But we can only do that, and we can only be a part of that experience if we're not caught up in a lot of doing. That's a characteristic when you learn how to be a human being as opposed to so much of a human doing. Like my story, Jules?
Yes, I do. I surely do.
You didn't think I was like over-dramatizing there?
No, I really don't. I really don't think you were. I think that you was listening to your inner soul, and I think that's what a lot of people need to do is stop, think, and listen. And that's what we don't do most of our lives. We think we know everything. You know what I'm saying? Well, I just, you think you know everything. Everybody knows everything. But that's why we have two eyes, two ears, and one mouth. God bless us with two eyes and two ears. You need to listen and you need to observe. Stop speaking all the time. That's why you only got one mouth. Shut it sometimes and observe.
Okay, everyone, that's what Jules' thought for the day is. Shut your mouth. Just listen. You know, but the best listening in the world comes from within, you know, a lot of times. And a lot of us don't realize that our Creator sometimes wants us to be alone so we can have an opportunity to listen to what the Creator wants you to know. And it's a wonderful thing. But don't just listen. Don't just listen and don't write it down. Don't just listen and don't act upon it. You're not supposed to just listen and just hold it to yourself, you know? Call us at Blog Talk Radio and let us know what's being said to you, by you, from you. I love that. You know, I really love that. What's being said to you, by you, from you? Because there's a lot going on in there. But we can't do it if we're too busy doing. So I guess if you want to say some more to our listening audience, they're all lit up. I think this is such a wonderful, colorful studio in front of me. I love these colors. You have blues and reds and greens. So, Jules, you want to share something before we sign off?
I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy to be online, and I'm happy for my mother's audience to light up her computer, and I'm very happy today. So thank you for listening to me, and thank you, Duchess, for having me as a guest speaker, and I really enjoyed myself. Thank you.
Well, I hope you come again and don't stay away so long, because we miss you too. You're always a pleasure and a delight to be on air, and I want to thank everyone who comes and joins us and listens to us and shares this 1 hour twice a month with us in Blog Talk Radio, because it's really, really, really a treat to be a part of this experience. And, before I go, I want to let everyone know in the Virginia listening area, Virginia, Northern Virginia, Maryland area, that there is a spiritual retreat facility that is now starting up in Lubbockville, Virginia. And Ken and Deborah Maurer are the founders of Spiritual Wealth. They call it Sedona. Sedona. So come on out. They're having their open house on the 26th and 27th. And with that, we're going to play our outro and say good night, everyone. We love you all. So have
good
a
night.
Blessed weekend. Night,
and
night.
A happy holiday. Night.